Republican incumbent Amy Orlando and Democrat Mark D'Antonio participated in a lively debate at KRWG-TV. The debate questions were posed by college Democrats and college Republicans from New Mexico State University. One question for the candidates, was it a good move for New Mexico to eliminate the death penalty? Orlando says no.
The death penalty was available in certain cases for very brutal homicides and very brutal offenses. And so, yes, I would support it coming back, and I would support the death penalty, and as the district attorney, I would enforce it.
D'Antonio had a different view on the death penalty.
I believe the death penalty is an extreme measure, and maybe in past histories it had a certain use and certain utility. But nowadays, we're evolving as a society, and although I will say that if it was made law by the legislature, I certainly would enforce it. My personal views is that incarceration and rehabilitation is the best way to handle any kind of crime.
The candidates also differed on decriminalizing possession or use of marijuana. D'Antonio said, of course, that decision is up to legislators.
And someday, if in fact, with your help or whoever believes in that, becomes law that in fact marijuana is decriminalized, I will support that as strongly as I do the laws in the books now.
Orlando said her view on decriminalizing possession or use of marijuana has been shaped by her experience.
Having been a prosecutor, state prosecutor for 19 years, I would oppose decriminalizing drugs. I have seen that the effects that it has on family members, on children, and the fact that it is a pathway to stronger drugs.
Later this week, KRWG-TV will host the New Mexico 2nd Congressional District debate with students from NMSU's government department. The debate featuring incumbent Republican Steve Pierce and Democrat Evelyn Madrid Earhart will air Thursday night at 9 on KRWG-TV and on public television stations across the state. For KRWG, I'm Fred Martino.